Michael, MICHAEL, last name is WITTERICK. This is a 73-year-old gentleman with prior history of erythrocytosis, recently diagnosed with glioblastoma multiforme. Period. In the paragraph, he saw his oncologist, Dr. Patel, and has decided against any treatment. Period. In the paragraph, patient also has a history of iron deficiency anemia, B12 deficiency, brain metastasis, coronary artery disease, COPD, cirrhosis of the liver, diabetes, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and sleep apnea. Period. In the paragraph, patient has a BMI of 21, weighs 150 pounds at this time. He's quite thin. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. His recent blood work shows renal insufficiency with a creatinine of 1.6. Period. Albumin is stable. Patient is slightly anemic with history of erythrocytosis. No, just put patient slightly anemic. In discussion with patient's family, it's evident that this gentleman with a history of brain tumor, spinal pathology consistent with high-grade glioma, has decided against chemo radiation therapy. Patient appears to be in pain, requiring pain medication, and given his diagnosis and his comorbidity, he definitely is expected to live less than 6 months, period. He is hospice appropriate, period. His recent MRI showed a 4 by 1.6 centimeter influence of the process next to the corpus callosum. There's also a ring enhancing lesion from the corpus callosum in the juxtacortical white matter. Overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman. The patient and family are in agreement regarding hospice care. Thank you.